Yeah, I agree. I feel bad for the guys down there in Roscommon and Oscoda and Alcona County. If they got there, they're in rough shape right now. But I'm glad we dodged the bullet up here because we had that last year, and I don't know what it would have done to us if we would have gotten it a second year in a row. So I'm very thankful we dodged the bullet.
Oh, yeah, that's like us. I mean, Jesus, Pete, we're between Torque River and Elk and Key Waden, and, oh, man, we'd have been major destruction if the bridge was shut down at Torch, you know. Yeah, yeah. Well, I see the link's still up, so are we going to keep it up for a while?
My thoughts were at least through today, just in case we, we're kind of shifting from Skywarn just to General Oxcom. You know, if any of the EM partners need any assistance or things like that, just for situational awareness through the end of the day, and then probably drop everything tonight or tomorrow morning.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I was tired, but no, last night's wind was really nasty here. I'm thinking, here we go. Power never flickered, nothing. Didn't even lose power, dang it. But that's okay. I'll take that. But no, I had to go out and snowblow again today because the drifts were so bad on the back porch. Last night before the 8 o'clock met, I had to go out and clear off my porch again. It was so drifted. Yeah. Okay, well, you have a good one. Hopefully, yeah, the heat turned back on for people. N8APX, KCAVSU.
All right, Dobie, sounds good. Have yourself a good day. We'll be out here roaming around, seeing what mischief we can get into. KCAVSU, N8APX, though.